What's up, everyone, and welcome back to Spark Talk. And today we will be previewing the Thursday night game between the Vikings and the Eagles in Philadelphia. And this is a rematch of last year's week two game on Monday Night Football, where the Eagles blew out the Minnesota Vikings. It wasn't a very fun game to watch. And kind of give you a heads up here too. This will probably be on the shorter side of the podcast, just because I think it's going to go down that route again. I just don't have a lot of hope for Minnesota in this game. I just think the Eagles really match up against them. But we'll kind of get started here with my record of predictions from week one. In week one, I went 9-7 with a lot of my losses, or a lot of my wrong picks, I should say, were in one score games. I picked Denver over Las Vegas. They lost 17-16. They were up until the fourth quarter, and then the Raiders scored last second. Picked New England over Philadelphia. New England was right there inside the red zone with less than a minute, and they just could not convert. On fourth down, Kayshawn Booty, Kayshawn Booty, just couldn't drag his foot. Felt on fourth down, they lost. Chargers in Miami. Miami scores a late touchdown. Chargers. Justin Herbert has the worst protection meltdown of all time and just gets absolutely destroyed for three plays in a row. And then Cincinnati and Cleveland. I picked Cincinnati winning because Joe Burrow was playing. If you look at my YouTube full season predictions, I had Cleveland winning this game, and I should have stuck with my gut and picked Cleveland in this game. And it was just one of those things where it's week one, you know, you're just trying to fill some teams out. And I really like, I thought I did a really good job, you know, close to 500 or a little bit above 500, and could have been a lot better. I could have been, you take away those four losses if I got those right. Because I was leaning, the one game I wasn't really leaning, I was pretty set on, was New England upsetting Philadelphia. I was kind of leaning the other ways with the other teams, but, you know, I could have definitely gone, was at 12-4 this week. So that, I'm very happy about my outcome, and yeah, I guess kind of have a, how I have a feel of these teams this year. But that was week one. Let's move on to week two and Thursday Night Football, the first prime video or primetime game of the NFL season. And like I did last week, I'm going to start off with my prediction and who's winning. And I have the Eagles winning 27-13. I think it's going to be another two score win for the Eagles over the Vikings. And yeah, last three memorable games against them, against the Vikings for the Eagles, NFC Championship blew them out by 30. Monday Night Football last year dominated them, and I think this is going to be more of the same tomorrow, or actually today going into it. I'm doing this late Wednesday night, so kind of, I may get tomorrow tonight mixed up, just to give you a little bit of heads up there. But, you know, just like I said, this was a blowout for obvious reasons last year. There was a mismatch in the trenches, and I think, you know, it's going to be a main reason it's going to be a two-score game. I'm not very optimistic about the Vikings' offense against the Eagles' defense. And, you know, I just think the Vikings got worse over the offseason. They let go some of their, you know, better players. I know they were veterans. They cost a lot of money, but they had to let them go. And I just think the team is a little bit worse off than they were last year. And then for the Eagles, I think they got better. And a lot of my Eagle stuff in the offseason was mainly how are they going to respond from the Super Bowl loss and the Super Bowl hangover hampering them going into the season. And I think they didn't have the best performance against New England, but they snuck out with a victory, and that can really boost some confidence. Like, we didn't play well, but we still won this game. But, you know, the Vikings lost the trenches battle in week one to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They ran for 2.4 yards of carry and 41 yards against the Tampa Bay stout defensive line. And this is just, I think it'll be a theme of the Vikings season because I think the Vikings, I think they're going to be forced to be one-dimensional this year. I think they're going to force a lot of pass-heavy situations. Kevin O'Connell comes from that. He was Sean McVay's offensive coordinator during the Super Bowl run. So they're running a lot of similar stuff. A lot of the run game opens up the passing game and all that stuff. So it's just one of those things that I think teams are going to key on is the run game, stopping the run game, making them one-dimensional, getting them out of what their offense wants and needs, which is at least a solid run game to set up the passing game. And they went up against one of the best D-lines in the league in Tampa Bay, and they got stalemated. They did. They got stalemated. Kirk Cousins got hit 9 times, including 2 sacks in that week 1 game. And the Eagles defense, you know, put up similar numbers against a better offensive line in New England. And that's just my opinion. I know some people aren't very favorable towards New England offensive line. I think they are better pass protection-wise than the Eagles are. And they gave up 2 sacks and 7 quarterback hits to Philadelphia last week. And I just think Kirk Cousins is going to get a lot of pressure on him. I think he's going to get hit a lot tonight. And it's just going to be one of those games where it's going to be one of those rough games. He's going to go back home very sore, very bruised up from taking a lot of hits. And, you know, the Eagles left 3.5 yards a carry to New England last week. And New England was a very good run team last year. And they were able to kind of stalemate them last week. And I just don't have a lot of hope for the Vikings run game this week unless something changes, whether their blocking technique or their blocking scheming changes over the course of the week and how it fits against Philadelphia. But I just don't have a lot of faith in that Vikings run game getting going on Thursday night. And, you know, Justin Jefferson, only 48 yards last year in this matchup. And I think he'll get a little bit more. He'll probably be up towards like the 70-80 mark. But I don't think he'll have quite the game that he did last week. You have a better secondary. You have Darius Slay's going to be guarding him for most of the day. I think James Bradbury, I think he's questionable. I can go check this real quick. Bradbury is ruled out. And so is Blankenship. So you have 2 secondary players for Philadelphia ruled out. But they got a lot of depth on that defense. And when you have Darius Slay still playing, Darius Slay is going to be guarding him. So you want to look for Jordan Addison and KJ Osborne to get open and get those yardage yards and help move the ball down the field, because I think Eagles are going to definitely key in on Justin Jefferson because he was a lot of the offense last week for Minnesota. And I think one thing that could hurt the Eagles going into this game, and we'll kind of get into their offense here, the Eagles' offense, is the run game and not having a consistent run game without Miles Sanders. Like, I've been pretty open. I'm not the biggest fan of DeAndre Swift. I just think he doesn't really read the hole well. And, yes, he's electrifying when he's able to get outside and making people miss and all of that. But if you're not reading the holes well and you're not attacking the hole, you're not, you know, being able to decipher, like, I need to go here, I need to go out, I need to go inside here to pick up yardage, it's not going to be very, I guess, fruitful. That's the word I was kind of thinking of there, but it's not going to produce a lot in the run game with the way he plays. And then you have Kenneth Gainwell, who averaged 3.9 yards against New England. New England always has a stout run defense, and especially in that type of rain game, Bill Belichick's going key in on the run game. So I thought Kenneth Gainwell did a really solid job, but he is out with a bruised rib. A rib injury. I was playing Madden, and one of my players got a bruised rib. I don't know why I connected that to that. But so I look for Rashad Penny to might step up here and get some carries. He's probably going to be that second back to DeAndre Swift, so we'll see maybe how DeAndre Swift kind of reacts or plays with getting, the majority of the carries, and Rashad Penny and how he does being a backup, and maybe the close yardage back with how big of a body he is. But I think there's a chance Rashad Penny might get the bulk of the carries, which would be interesting. But we'll see kind of how they play it out and if they trust DeAndre Swift enough to give him the carries this week, because last week was a little bit alarming to me, and maybe the confidence they have with him in the run game. Like, he only had one carry for 3 yards, and he had, what, two targets? So they really only targeted him, like only tried to get him 3 touches in the game. And it's just like, I don't know if there's confidence there for him. Where Rashad Penny, he's not the most electrifying back, but he's a guy that, very much like Khalil Herbert, can hit the hole. Bears running back Khalil Herbert can hit the hole and can get those yards for you. It's not going to be pretty, but it's going to be effective at the least. And so we'll kind of, I'll kind of, I'm interested to see how they kind of divvy up the rotation there with the running backs this week with Gainwell out. But the Eagles against this Minnesota passing defense, I just think it's going to be it's just the mismatch, I think, of the game besides the trenches battle between Philadelphia and Minnesota. I just AJ Brown, DeVonta Smith, Quez Watkins with his speed, and like Minnesota has a solid defense, and I'm kind of blanking here on who their secondary is. I don't know why. I know they got rid of Cam Dantzler and all that, so let me. I was a big fan of Cam Dantzler at Mississippi State, but yeah. So yeah, they got a lot of young guys. That Byron Murphy, they picked him up. Yeah, they picked up Byron Murphy from Arizona. They still got Harrison Smith. He's older now. They got some unknown guys, some guys that probably want to prove themselves. Jay Ward was a very solid player at LSU last year. So there's guys there, but they're not huge name guys. And I know talking on my week one recap, I was talking about the Rams and not having those big name guys doesn't really mean a whole lot. And I hope it doesn't mean a whole lot. But Mike Evans, Chris Godwin got the big catches when they needed them last week, and they were able to move the ball, get touchdowns, and all that, and against the this secondary for Minnesota. So I'm very interested to see how this Eagles offense with a at the moment a better QB than Baker Mayfield kind of are leading the charge in this passing game. So I'm very interested to see how they do that. I think the Eagles will kind of dominate that aspect of the game in the passing game, and I think it's going to leave the Vikings a little bit kind of like looking around, seeing what's happening and all that. But if you go about last year, I love the Eagles matchup with Minnesota. I just think the trenches, the win the trenches, the win the receiver DB on both sides of the field. I like Darius Slay matching up with Justin Jefferson. I think it's going to be a fun matchup to watch throughout. But on the opposite side, I think the Eagles wide receivers just, I think, are a little bit too much for the, new secondary, I should say, for Minnesota. I do like Byron Murphy a lot. I just think there's other options for Philadelphia in that aspect. But look to in that battle there with the DBs on the Minnesota side, or the wide receiver DB battle with Minnesota on their wide receiver side, look for Jordan Addison to have another big game here, because James Bradbury's out. We'll see if Kevin O'Connell gets him involved a little bit more, gets KJ Osborne a little bit more involved, and kind of uses Justin Jefferson as a decoy on a lot of plays. I think that would be the route to go. Get the ball out quickly, get it in Jordan Addison's hands, get it in KJ Osborne's hands, and get it in Justin Jefferson's hands. Get it in your playmakers. Go let them make plays throughout the game, and that will kind of slow down this pass rush a little bit if you're able to get that and get that and get the ball out quickly and get yardage and be accurate with your passes and make tough catches. It's going to slow down this Eagles pass rush, and that's when the run game will start opening up for them, and the passing game will start opening up and being able to take more deep shots down the field. So I'm kind of looking for that from Minnesota's offensive perspective here, but I just like the Eagles in this matchup. I just think they win a majority of the position battles in this game. I do think Minnesota, they had a lot of one score games last year. I think it's a possibility this could be a tight game throughout the first half, and then the Eagles kind of take charge and they kind of maybe score two or three touchdowns. Maybe Kirk Cousins has a pick six or whatever, and they kind of open up the game in the second half. So that's what I kind of see here. So it was kind of a shorter podcast for this one. It's just one of those games that for me doesn't really excite me too much. It's just with how they perform, how Minnesota has performed over the last 5, 6 years against this Eagles team, and a lot of the players are still there from that NFC Championship and that Super Bowl run on the defensive side, and there's still players there on the offensive side with Philadelphia. And Minnesota just lost a lot this year, lost a lot of key pieces for them over the offseason, and I just don't think they match up well with Philadelphia. So I got Philadelphia winning 27 to 13 in this Thursday night matchup. And tomorrow I will have up the I'm blanking here. I don't know why I'm blanking here. Probably because I'm doing this late, but I will have the predictions for week two, for the rest of the week two games up. And yeah, I'll see how I'm feeling. I just got really busy Sunday night, and so I'll see how I'm feeling with Sunday night. If not, I mentioned this last week. If you don't see it up Sunday night, it will be up Monday night, and the Monday night game will be included in that podcast. But if you don't, but if it comes up Sunday, just be looking out for the Monday night football game on Tuesday. So just give you a heads up there. If I get swamped with work or get busy with other things, just look for the that week's recap on Tuesday if you don't see it Monday. But if you see it Monday, that Monday night football game will be up Tuesday. Hopefully I didn't confuse you there. But I appreciate y'all for listening. Make sure to like, share, and I was gonna say subscribe, but it's not my YouTube channel. But make sure to go check out my YouTube channel. It's Spark Talk. And if you're into gaming, go check out Story Driven Games, which is my gaming channel. If you're interested in games, I did the Spider-Man Insomniac games, Spider-Man 2018, and Spider-Man Miles Morales. So if you're interested in that stuff, go check it out. I need to get back on the Alan Wake game. I'm halfway through the game. I got this new job. I'm loving it, and just haven't had time to carve out yet for finishing up that series. But I will finish it up before the Spider-Man 2 game comes out, and we'll be playing the Spider-Man 2 game on there. So check that out when we get close to that Spider-Man 2 release and all that. But thank y'all. Make sure to like again, like, share. Make sure to comment too. Let me know how I can make it more enjoyable for y'all and make it a easier listening experience for y'all. So I appreciate it, and I will see y'all tomorrow with the rest of the week two predictions. See ya.